Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we have three people from the Iowa State Extension Office. We have Grizel Chavez with the Youth and Family Outreach Coordinator, and we have a couple of twins here, Jacqueline and Stephanie Hernandez, who are AmeriCorps Career Pathway members. How are you ladies doing today?
Good.
I appreciate you guys making a little time for us. And Jacqueline and Stephanie, I'm going to start with Stephanie here. You guys are seniors at Marshalltown, right?
Yes.
And so you're working, you're AmeriCorps Career Pathway members and working at the Iowa State Extension Office a little bit this semester. Mm-hmm. Tell me kind of a little bit about this experience.
It's been a great opportunity. It has helped me a lot with getting new connections and exploring a lot of careers. I really enjoy the people who I work with. Like, it's such a fun community to be around. Like, it doesn't even feel like I'm working sometimes. I really been grateful for this opportunity that I've had for this of spring. I'm really excited for more opportunities to be coming, especially in the summer with all the new things we are going to be doing with STEM Camp and the county fairs.
Yeah, things really kind of pick up for the Iowa State Extension Office there in the summer for you guys. Jacqueline, so tell me, your sister that kind of said, mentioned you guys are working on stuff for like the STEM Camp. Tell me, did you guys go to the STEM Camp growing up at all?
No, this is actually really new for us. We really wouldn't go to like the county fair or anything. Our family didn't really know much about that stuff until then. We met Grizel. She introduced us to like the 4-H program. We didn't even know there was 4-H. We didn't know what 4-H was, and she introduced us to the Career Pathways Academy. And through there, we like really enjoyed it. We really enjoyed being around other new kids. Going out to doing STEM activity with youth, it's really fun. And yeah, like Stephanie said, it doesn't really feel like a job sometimes.
Yeah. This is, I was telling you guys before we got on air, this is kind of what I studied a little bit to run summer camps and things like this. But, Jacqueline, if you guys haven't really got a lot of experience with the county fair, what have you enjoyed now learning about the county fair?
I've enjoyed a lot. I didn't really know much about like all the agriculture stuff, and like I said, my family, like, they don't really know too much about that, so we've enjoyed like learning new things.
As we're working, we are just learning.
We're learning more as we go.
That's kind of got to take it in one step at a time a little bit here. Grizel, I mean, working with these two ladies so far, is it kind of a joy to teach them something that they've never learned?
Yes, it's been actually amazing. They usually, I usually tell them, hey, I need help on this, or if you can't get done this other thing, they usually get it at the first time, so I don't have to be explaining to them over again. They just do the things pretty quickly, and they're always on time. They learn pretty fast, so I feel like, yes, they enjoy too much being around Chelsea, Amy, and Daisy at the office.
Yeah, that's a tough group to be around. So somebody, let's talk to all of them there. But tell me, we got to get dates out there for people. Mm-hmm. I have all the hard questions over here with Grizel. So give me some dates on like county fair and some of these camps that they're working on.
Yes, so we have some dates for the summer camps for here in Marshall County. So we have the first one that's going to be June 8th. It's going to be at the Marshall County Extension Office. It's called Adventure. It's for students 4th to 8th grade. And then we have another opportunity, a museum after dark. So that one, it's going to be June 19th to the 20th. So it's an overnight trip, 6th to 9th grade. Another one in June is the 24th. It's also at the Marshall County Extension Office. That it's called On Their Own and OK. And I think Jackie and Stephanie might be teaching that one. Another one in June, Mission Moon. That one is June 29th, 4th to 8th grade as well. Then we have Lego camps in July, the 5th and the 17th. Both are going to be at the Marshall County Extension. And then actual camp, that one is in August 6th from 4th to 8th grade. So if people want to learn a little bit more about that, if there's a registration fee, they can call our office, go to our Facebook page or our website as well, Marshall County Extension Office.
Yeah. So extension.iastate.edu/Marshall, I believe, yes. Is that website? All right, perfect. I got that. So, Jackie, you guys are part of this AmeriCorps Career Pathways program. Tell me a little bit about this. Is this kind of the first business or organization you guys have stopped by to learn about careers?
Yeah, it really has. They've helped us a lot with exploring. Like, before, in high school, I think a lot of students are always asked, like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? Yeah. Some don't know. Like, and that was my sister and I. We really didn't know. But they've definitely helped us a lot with, like, exploring new careers. We do a lot of college and university tours. We've talked to, like, on how to build a resume, interviews and all that. So I think they've prepared us a lot for the real world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, you guys have gone on some college tours, mm-hmm. then. Which place had the best food?
Iowa State.
Definitely Iowa State.
Oh, yeah. Really? Actually, what was good there?
Oh, they had a lot of options. What you'd like, Steph?
Oh, I really liked their vibe there. And
all the cafeteria, yeah, was nice. Mm-hmm. Their chicken tenders. They were good.
The ice cream.
Ice cream.
Oh, yes. They make their own ice cream over there, and it was delicious. I think they come out with, like, new flavors every week.
Yeah, I guess that would have gotten me hooked. I ended up at UNI, but okay. So tell me then, girls, I think Stephanie, I'll ask you, is it Rylet? Am I saying that right? Or you were kind of talking about this program before we came on air a little bit.
Yeah, it's Rylet. So
it's pretty new. Yeah. It stands for Regional Youth Leadership Advisory Team. It's more in the agriculture area, and we work more with youth. This is where we do more of our camps, I would say, and it's kind of new, so we learn as we go. So we're working with other high schoolers as well. We're not the only ones in the team.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then Stephanie, tell me, is it fun kind of being exposed to the agriculture world, something that you guys, you know, didn't really grow up around?
Yeah, it's honestly really fun. I learn new things that I didn't know before. Like, there's more into the agriculture. It's not only just, like, corn and stuff, like how a lot of people think.
Driving on the highway, yeah, when the soybeans and corn.
No, there's a lot. There's more to it, and it's been really fun learning more things. And I've even, like, considered, like, careers in the agriculture that I may be interested in going because of joining the Rylet.
Yeah, agriculture, $1 billion industry here, right, in Iowa. So a lot of money to be made there. Griselle, when I think about the youth and family outreach coordinator, I mean, having these two girls work for your office and be exposed to this is kind of your job really at its pinnacle.
Yes. Yeah, I really like it. So how it kind of usually starts is we start with the program at Miller called Pathways to Our Future. So that is for eighth graders that come and join the program with their parents. So it's kind of like learning with the parents as well on how they can be supporting their youth, choose their career path. And then after that program ends, then those youth join Career Pathways Academy, where it's a career exploration program. That's where I met Jackie and Stephanie 3 years ago. And I think they were invited by a friend that was already in the program. That's how they joined. And then they're very committed to come to every session, the tours, volunteer stuff. And then just this last year, we asked them if they wanted to be now AmeriCorps members. So helping out around the office, doing the STEM camps, learning a little bit more about the county fair. And they're like, yeah. So they working with us, but they also have their own job. So, and then going to school, yeah, which not a lot of kids their age are doing that right now. So I'm very proud of them.
Awesome. Well, hey, girls, congratulations. You also made it through your first radio interview. So appreciate the time today and all you guys are doing to make our summers fun. So thank you.
Thank you.